My name is Katia Aurelian, KetsiaAurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Emma R. Cruz, EMMA, middle initial R, last name CRUZ. This was done on October 12th, 2022. My name is Katia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. This CKD is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with hyperlipidemia. The patient had an episode of acute kidney injury about a month ago with a decreased GFR of 23, creatinine of 2.50, and BUN of 43. The kidneys have since recovered on the most recent lab with a GFR of 89, creatinine of 0.81, and no available BUN, period. There is no significant activity in the urinary sediments and no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio is only 12 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 22 milligrams, period. The ANA is negative, and the parathyroid workup, as well as the thyroid workup, was negative, period. The patient is mildly anemic with an H&H of 10.5 and 29.5. We will order iron studies for further evaluation, period. The renal ultrasound dated /22/22 was unremarkable. However, it did show a slight increased echogenicity, which may be seen in acute glomerular nephritis or possibly collagen vascular disease, period. There is no evidence of hydronephrosis. There is also a small right renal midpole calculus. However, the patient is asymptomatic and she denies any hematuria, flank pain, or other urinary symptoms, period. Per the patient, she states around the time when she had the acute kidney injury, she was experiencing extreme fatigue, weight loss, insomnia, and joint pain, period. We will order said rate and CRP, and we'll repeat the CMP and CBC for further evaluation. Here, the patient is currently taking multiple supplements, over-the-counter supplements. We reviewed them and advised that she discontinued a couple of them for now until we can further investigate the cause of her acute kidney injury, period. We recommend follow-up with her PCP for a possible sleep study to rule out obstructive sleep apnea, which could be the cause of her fatigue and insomnia, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Her most recent lipid panel was unremarkable. She is not currently taking any prescription medication. for the hyperlipidemia. She admits to following a very healthy diet. We recommended a plant-based diet to prevent systemic inflammation and to help with overall health. Next line, anemia with HNH of 10.5 and 29.5%. We will further investigate with iron studies to find out the cause of the anemia. Period. She is currently taking an over-the-counter supplement, liquid supplement for the iron. Period. Next line. She has no evidence of diabetes as her A1C is 5.4%. The rest of her lab work is unremarkable. Period. We will follow up within a week to review the lab work to determine whether her kidney functions continue to improve or worsen. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. We ordered vitamin D125 and vitamin D25 for further evaluation. Period. She is currently taking vitamin D3, 2,000 units, one tablet daily. We advise her to continue with the supplement. We will reevaluate this case in 1 week with laboratory workup. End.